慈悲爱我们的天父上帝，我们感谢赞美你，让我们可以来到你施恩的宝座前，我们可以自由的敬拜。我们知道当我们侍立在你面前，我们就知道你是谁，你是光，所以我们当在你面前所有的敬拜不是在黑暗里。我们也知道你是公义的神，是圣洁的神，所以我们必须要圣洁，我们必须用圣洁的心来朝见你，来歌颂你，来赞美你，来奉献给你。我们感谢你，主啊，因着你的慈爱，因着你自己的拯救，让我们靠着主基督你自己的丰富的恩典，透过在十字架上所流的宝血，可以涂抹遮盖我们一切的罪过。我们感谢你，因为透过耶稣基督我们就可以来到你面前，因为你已经答应过我们，凡靠着你的名进入到神面前来的人，你都能够拯救到底，因为你是常燃火着为我们代求的上帝。我们谢谢你，主啊，当我们来到你面前，我们知道你是谁，我们就要在神面前站立而且站敬。主，我们谢谢你，因为你告诉我们亲近你，你就必亲近我们。主，我们谢谢你，主，是因着你丰富的怜悯，让我们才成为今日何等的人。主啊，你知道我们在这个世上活着，我们在这个世界，我们听到很多否定的信息，消极的信息，令人不安的信息。主啊，我们以至于在这样的世界里面很容易就被迷失，我们丢失了。所以求神再一次怜悯我们，透过今天早晨来到你面前的时候，主啊，求神的恩待，主啊，接纳我们，主啊，让我们被你再造，一颗有个清洁的心，有个正直的灵。主啊，在这个之前，我们已经在我们的社会，我们的工作，在我们的家庭，我们可能制造有许多的混乱，因着我们的言语都不慎，因着我们的动机不对，因着我们说话，因着我们的行为得罪你的地方，也多求你的饶恕怜悯。主啊，让我们真是看重你在神面前的圣洁的生活。主啊，求你充满我们，更新我们，建造我们。我们在这里求神工作，透过今天的敬拜，让我们与你面对面的时候，我们把自己的心向你敞开，打开我们心灵的耳朵，而且心灵的眼睛，让我们麻木已久的心灵重新被开启，我们与你重建，我们与你的关系更新，让我们认识你更多，我们的赞美就更多。求神施恩带领一下的时间，感恩祷告都是奉靠我主耶稣基督的圣名，阿们。请坐。我们很高兴今天来到我们中间，是我们自己那真的是很高兴。 We are so pleased to have our guest speaker, Pastor Jerry, actually our old friend. We want to pray, we want to thank him because of whenever our children need him, he's always there to be with us. So thank you, Pastor Jerry.所以我现在把时间就交给他，我们请我们的 Joseph 帮我们翻译。我们 welcome Pastor Jerry。
I have my dad here to translate for me.
You really like his 翻译。
Both last names Lee.
我们两个人名字姓都是姓李的。
I asked my wife to send me a package because it was urgent.
我 要我太太给我寄个包裹，因为是非常紧急的事。
She said, I'll take care of it.
她说我会处理。
So when I came home, I asked her, did you take care of the package?
是当我回家以后，我说你有没有处理这个问题呢？
Well, she said, I was busy.
她说我在忙碌。
Then I reminded her.
那我就提醒她。
I'll take care of it.
我就会处理这个事情。
She didn't like that tone.
她不喜欢那个语我的语气。
So I had to apologize to her.
所以我就向她道歉。
Later on, something else happened, and I used that same sarcastic tone to mock her.
另外，后来又有事情发生，我又有同样的取笑她的语气来嘲笑她。
So I asked her to forgive me again.
所以我又再次请她原谅我。
So that's twice in one day.
所以一天当中有两次请她原谅。
Now, if I did that a third time, should she forgive me?
假如我再犯一次错了，你想她应不应该再原谅我？
Maybe I'll think about it.
他可能会考虑一下。
But if I did that six times or eight times, should she still forgive me?
假如那一天我就有六次、有八次得罪他，他是不是还是应该原谅我呢？
This is the dilemma that Peter was facing.
说这是彼得他所处的处境。
Shall we read Matthew chapter 18 verses 21 to 29?
让我们念一下马太福音第十八章二十一到三十五节。
Now, I don't read Chinese, so you guys can do that right here.
我等一下，我要用中文讲，你们可以看。
Would you?
让我们一起念好吧。
是这。
耶稣说，主啊，我弟兄得罪我，我当饶恕他几次呢？到七次可以吗？耶稣说，我对你说，不是到七次，乃是到七十个七次。天国好像一个王要和他仆人算账，才算的时候有人带了一个欠一千万银子的来，因为他没有什么偿还之物。主人吩咐他把他的妻子儿女一切所有的都卖了，那仆人就伏伏拜地说，主啊，宽容我，将来我还要还清。那仆人的主人就动了慈心，把他释放了，并且免了他的债。那仆人出来说，遇见他的一个同伴欠了十两银子，就揪住他，压住他的喉咙说，你把所欠的还我。他的同伴就苦苦央求他说，宽容我吧，将来我必还清。他不肯，竟去把他下在监里，让他还了所欠的债。众同伴看见他所做的事，就算忧愁，去把这个事情都告诉主人。于是主人叫了他来说，就说，你这个恶奴才，你央求我，我就把所欠的都免了，你不应该连续你的同伴向我连续你吗？主人就大怒，把他交给掌权的，等到还清了所欠的债。你们个人若从心里饶恕你的兄弟弟兄，我天父也这样。
Thank you. The reason why Peter is asking this question is because he wants to find out if there's a limit to forgiveness.
彼得问这个问题的缘故，因为他想知道饶恕是不是有一个范围。
In the Jewish tradition, you only get three chances, three strikes, and you're out.
在犹太的这种传统里面，三次的话，你就没有再有机会了。
But if Peter asks, should we forgive up to seven times, he's being very generous.
所以当他问我们应不应该饶恕你七次的话，他是非常慷慨的这样讲。
After all, seven is a perfect number.
七是一个完美的数字。
So he wants to know how many times do we forgive other people.
所以他要知道我们要饶恕一个人多少次呢？
He's not talking about in one day.
他不是说一天之内。
He's talking about a lifetime.
他说这一生一辈子。
So when I offended my wife and asked for forgiveness twice, I only have one more left.
说假如三次的话，我已经请我太太原谅我两次，我再有一次机会了。
So Peter wants the answer from Jesus.
说耶稣彼得要从耶稣那里得到答案。
Just before this text, there was another text that we need to read, and that's Luke chapter 7, 17, verse 3 and 4.
还有另外一处我们需要知道这个背景，就是在路加福音第十七章。
He says, so watch yourselves, if your brother sins, rebuke him, and if he repents, forgive him.
他说，你们要谨慎，若是你的弟兄得罪你，你就劝诫他。
If he sins against you seven times in a day, and seven times comes back to you and says, I repent, forgive him.
你若他说懊悔，你就饶恕他。他说一天七次得罪你，有七次回转说，我懊悔了，你就总要饶恕他。
Now Jesus changes forgiveness from a lifetime to a day.
说耶稣在一辈子当中先局限到一天。
So if seven times I come and ask my wife to forgive me, she has to say yes.
就我一天当中得罪了七次，我太太就一定需要原谅我。
But Jesus doesn't stop at just an answer.
所以耶稣不只是很简单的回答这个问题。
He has to tell a story.
他要讲一个比喻，一个故事。
Because stories stick.
用故事的话是我们容易记的。
And he wants this truth to stick to Peter's ribs.
他要彼得一直会记得这个后面的真理。
He says a man owed 10,000 talents to a king.
他说一个人欠那个国王一千万银子。
And 10,000 talents is not money.
这不是一个钱的问题。
It's weight.
是重量的问题。
So 10,000 talents, one talent is about 75 pounds.
所以一个talent 等于75磅。
So then it would be 75 10,000 times 75, 75 or 750,000 pounds.
可能要750万。
So if we say that 750,000 pounds of gold, that's a lot of money.
就是换成金钱的话，那是一大笔钱了。
And if it's 750,000 pounds of silver, that's still a lot of money.
就是75万磅的银子的话，还是一大笔钱。
As a matter of fact, this is so much money, we're not even supposed to think how much it actually is.
那多钱我们就是没有办法想象。
So the Lord uses such a big number that we say, okay, we can't pay that back.
所以耶稣就说，那么大的钱我没有办法偿还。
In his general audience, it would be such an astronomical number that they wouldn't even think of counting.
在一个一般的听众当中，那是一个天文数字，没有办法数的。
So if you were talking to a bunch of billionaires, then he would say not 10,000 talents, but a billion talents.
说假如你跟一些这个百万富翁谈话的话，他们的意志就不是那么少，就是一兆。
So then nobody in the audience would say, "Yeah, I can pay that back."
就没有人就听众说我会偿还的。
They would come to the conclusion that it is impossible.
所以他们的结论就是没有办法偿还。
Now the story starts making sense because of the way that the king spoke and way that the servant spoke.
所以当我们听到这个。国王跟仆人的对话的时候，我们就开始了解了。
It was time to collect the money.
该还债的时候了。
So the king asked the servant, "Where's my money?"
王就说，你欠我债在哪？我钱在哪里啊？
So the servant got on his knees and begged him and said, "Please be patient with me, and I will pay back everything."
所以这个仆人就跪在地上说，主啊，你宽容我的，我会还你的。
Right now, Jesus' audience is laughing.
所以现在这个整个听众可能在大笑。
Please laugh for me.
跟我一起笑。
You're not laughing, right? Because as soon as the audience heard, "Oh, be patient with me, and I will pay back everything," that's impossible. What are you talking about? Pay back everything?
假如这个会众听众听到这样的话说。
They already made fun of this guy for making that statement.
他们可能对那个人家的讲话取笑他。
Then they were surprised at what the king said.
那我们对王的回答会惊奇的。
Because the king had mercy on him and canceled the debt.
因为这个王啊, 就有了慈心, 就免了他的债,
and let him go.
就让他走了。
Now the audience is saying, what? That's impossible. You can't let the guy go.
那这个听众跟他说, 怎么可以这样子? 你怎么可以让他走呢?
What king would ever do that?
你为什么这样做呢?
And then he takes off.
那个仆人就出去了。Servant
goes out.
他出去以后,
and then he finds a fellow servant who owes him 10 or 100 denarii.
遇见一个同伴,一个另外一个仆人,欠他的100denarii.
A denarii is one day of wage.
Denarii就等于一天的工资,一个denarii等于一天的工资.
So for average here, let's say it's $300.
就是300块钱吧。
Because Chinese have money.
中国人很富有的。
So if it's $300 a day and it's 100 days, then we know that that's $30,000.
就是300块钱一天,100天的话, 那就是3000块钱。
$3,000? $30,000? $3,000? $100? No, it's one. Okay, so $100 a day, 100 days is $10,000?
$10,000.
Oh, okay. See, the pressure of speaking makes my mind go numb. Okay, so $10,000? Is that?
$10,000?
No, it was $300, I said. That's not the average. So $30,000, right?
$30,000,
okay. I had it right the first time. Okay. $30,000 is a car. $30,000 is a car.
Oh, $30,000 can buy a car.
And you guys take car loans out all the time. You can pay that back. So the servant says, oh, be patient with me and I will pay back. Was that an impossible debt?
这是不是一个不能偿还的一个债呢?
No, but
不是的。
Because he was nasty, he had the man thrown in jail.
但是头一仆人,他就把这个他的同伴下到监狱里去了。
But before he threw him in jail, he was so upset, he choked him.
就当他把他下监狱以前,他手太愤怒了,他掐着这个人的喉咙。
That's treating a fellow human being in a nasty way.
就是对一个我们自己人是一个很不好的行为。
By this time, the audience is going, man, that guy, he needs to be jailed.
这时候听众对他很大的不满。
As a matter of fact, the people were so shocked, they reported it to the king.
他们就把这个事情告诉他们的国王。
This guy that you just forgave of 10,000 talents just choked a man for 100.
他说你免这个人的那么多钱的债,他现在不免他这个同伴的那小的债。
Bring the man here immediately.
那国王就说,把那个仆人带进来。
Now the king is fuming.
所以这个国王现在愤怒了。
First thing he says is, did I not forgive you of 10,000 talents?
他说,我刚才是不是已经免了你1,000万块钱的债啊?
And you choke a man for 100 denarii.
你为了100denarii,你要把这个人掐死?
I forgave you, but you didn't forgive your fellow brother.
我免了你的债,你不免了你的同伴的债?
Haul this man off to jail, his family, everything that he owns, throw him in jail, and don't let him out.
把这个人跟他的家眷什么都下在监狱里，不让他再出来。
And then Jesus concludes, this is how your heavenly Father will treat you if you don't forgive your brother from your heart.
所以最后耶稣说，假如我们不这样做的话，我们在天上父也这样的对待我们。
The audience thought they were talking about somebody else.
就是听众以为他在讲别人。
They thought it was other people who did this.
他以为只有别人才这样做。
No, Jesus is talking about us. And the way that unforgiveness comes out is just ugly.
We don't want to forgive 好不不不好的一个事情，
but we,
丑陋的事情。
But we don't like forgiveness.
但是我们不愿意饶恕人。
Two reasons why we don't like forgiveness.
有两个原因。
First of all, if we forgive other people, we have to forgive the debt.
第一，我们就要原谅一个人的话，我们需要免他的债。
If somebody owes me $10,000 and I forgive, then I'm out $10,000.
假如我原谅一个免一个人一万块钱的债呢，我自己就要吃亏了。
If a little boy comes to my house because he's a friend of my son's,
假如我有个孩子，因为我儿子的朋友来到我家里
，and he breaks my TV,
他把我的电视打破了。
If I forgive him, I have to replace the TV with my own money.
假如我原谅的话，我需要再出自己的一笔钱去买另外一个电视。
So if it's an older person, like 16, 17 years old, he's going to pay for it.
假如一个17、18岁的孩子打破这个事，他会自己会负责的。
Even if he has to pay me $10 a month.
就是他要这个债要十万天还给我的话。
Until he pays me back fully, he'll just give me $10 a month.
他可能一个月给我十块钱，一直到这个债还完了。
But if I forgive that 17-year-old, then I have to pay for the TV.
假如我要饶恕原谅那个十七岁的孩子的话，免得债的话，我就需要掏那笔钱。
We don't like to forgive because we don't want to be out the cash.
因为我们不愿意免人的债，因为我们自己要吃亏了。
Nobody wants to lose.
没有人愿意就失去这笔钱。
But there's a second reason, probably more important.
另外一个比较重要的原因是这。
And that is, we want to be justified when we slander people.
因为我们要说人家坏话的话，我们要找到好理由这样讲。
Let's say somebody really backstabbed me.
叫人家背后伤我的话。
And I found out through a third party.
我从第三者知道他这样的事情坏就。背后说我坏话的话
What am I going to do?
你的反应是什么呢
Should I forgive the person? Should I forgive the person?
我是不是应该原谅他
Because if I forgive the person, I can't do this.
假如我原谅的话，有一件事情我不能做
Johnny said this and this and this about me. He lied.
Johnny 这样讲话，他撒的谎
He is being nasty.
他对我不好
He's a nasty person.
他是一个坏人。
Now, I didn't confront him.
我没有跟他有冲突。
I just told somebody else about him.
我没有直接跟他冲突，我就告诉另外一个人，他说做的。
Why can I do that?
我为什么不能做呢？
Because he hurt me.
他伤害了我。
If I forgive him, then I have to shut up.
假如我要原谅他的话，我就要闭了嘴。
I can't tell anybody.
我就不能，任何人我都不能告诉他。
Whatever he did, it was between him and me.
他做的什么事情是我跟他之间的关系。
If I go to him and ask him, did you say these things about me?
就面对他，我说你有没有这样的话
？And he says, I'm sorry. Yes, I did.
他说我是这样做，我现在后悔了。
Would you forgive me?
你能原谅我吗
？And he says, and I said yes.
我说我原谅你。
And he says, thank you.
他说谢谢。
I cannot go and tell, you know, he's nasty, he lied about me, and he was the terrible person.
我就不能再告诉人家，这个人是坏人，他撒谎回报我。
That's gone.
这就是过去了。
But if I don't forgive him, I can say anything I want to anybody that I want, so I think.
只要我不愿意饶恕的话，我任何时间我可以向任何人告这个人的坏事。
You have to be very careful how nasty you are when you talk about somebody that did you wrong.
所以假如你要告诉别人那个人坏话，他多么多么不好的话，你需要知道你自己是多么的不好。
As soon as those words come out of your mouth, you should be saying, I didn't forgive.
假如你还讲这话的话，你就其实就说我不愿意原谅他。
I didn't talk to the person.
我没跟他讲话。
God is going to get me.
神会对付我。
We don't want to pay for the debt.
我们不愿意还免人家的债。
And we want to be justified when we slander people.
我们也不愿意有这种强求的公义。
Those two things make it so difficult for us to forgive.
这两件原因是我们非常难饶恕别人。
But there's a bigger warning.
另外一个更大的警告是这样。
It's not the discomfort of losing.
这并不是失去的东西的事情。
It's the warning of losing everything.
这是有一个更大的警告，就是失去所有的东西。
There's a theological error in this text.
在这段经文里面有一个神学上的冲突。
There's something wrong with this picture.
因为这个图画有点不对。
When God forgives us,
当神赦免我们的时候，饶恕我们的时候，
Does He take it back?
他有没有再返回呢？
I mean, when we're forgiven, aren't we forgiven forever?
当我们被神赦免的时候，是不是永远赦免呢？
Once for all, it's done.
一次的话就完了。
But that's not what happened here.
但这里不是这样子发生。
He forgave the man of the debt, and then he came back and he resurrected the debt.
他免了人债以后，他又把这个债又拿出来了。
The king called him in and said, bring him in here, because I need to have some words with him.
王说把他带进来，我用话再跟他讲话。
He specifically says, I forgave you of all that debt. That's what it says in the text.
他很清楚说，我已经免了你的债，在经文里面这样讲。
Shouldn't you have had mercy on your fellow servant as I had on you?
那难道你不应该有同样的慈悲的心，原来那个人像我原来你吗？
So did he have mercy on him or not?
是他对这个人是不是有慈悲的心呢？
He did.
他本来有的。
So then how could he say, you will be jailed until you can pay back everything?
那现在怎么样可以说你下狱一直到把你的债还清为止？
There's something wrong.
有些不对劲。
In order to find out what it is, we have to go to verse 27.
所以我们要知道原因的话，我们需要到第二十七节。
Verse 27 says.
第二十七节这样讲。二十七节。
It says the servant's master took pity on him, canceled the debt, and let him go.
第二七节上讲，那仆人的主人就动了慈心，把他释放了，并且免了他的债。
But when that servant went out, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 denarii.
但这仆人出来遇见他的一个同伴，欠了10两银子，便揪住他，掐住他的喉咙，说：“你把所欠的还我。
”Unless we put ourselves in this situation, sometimes we just miss it.
假如把自己我们放在这个情况当中，有的时候我们会失去这个了解的机会。
Unfortunately, the Bible is way too fast here.
但是这里呢，就圣经好像讲太快了。
It just goes from verse 27 to verse 28.
它一直从21节到28节。
There's no comments in between.
当中没有任何的一个话解释的话语。
We should expect some comments.
我应该有些解释。
But Jesus says nothing about it.
耶稣对这个毫无别的话语解释。
A number of years ago, a man lost $1 billion in the stock market.
很久以前，有一个人他在这个股票市场里面损失了$1兆。
It wasn't even his money.
也不是他的钱。
It was his bank's money.
是他的银行的钱。
He was an investor using his bank's money in order to increase their wealth.
他为了这个银行的投资的缘故，为了使这个银行增加他们的资本。
But he mismanaged it.
但他处理的不好。
So after losing $1 billion, he was held accountable.
所以但是这个他失去这个$1兆的时候，他要负这个责任。
So eventually he was jailed.
所以他最后他进监狱了。
But let's say something like this happened.
就是同样的事情发生我们身上。
So the president of the company asked him to come to his office and sat him down in front of him.
假如这个银行的经理把他叫到那里去。
And he told him, I know that you've been working with us for 17 years.
说我知道你为我们工作了17年。
And you've always did a great job.
你每一次做得很好。
But how do you lose $1 billion?
你怎么可以失去损失一兆美金呢？
And he explains, well, I was doing this, and it didn't work out, so I tried to change it, and it didn't work out. But then I tried to make up the money, and when I tried to make up the money, I lost it again. And then I tried to make up that money, and I lost it again. It just snowballed.
他说他开始解释到，我这里做的不好，是又做这里做，这里做不好，又这里做，结果就是这个债，这个亏损越来越大。
And the president says, "You remind me of me."
这个经理说你。是我想到我自己。
I went through that.
我也经过同样的经历。
But I persevered and I built this company.
所以我继续努力，我就把这个事业建立起来。
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you a second chance.
所以我这样，我要给你第二次机会。
I'm going to have you start over.
我要你从头开始。
And this time I want you to make our company flourish.
这次我要你使我们的银行能够更多的资产。
I'm going to have 5 people look over you.
我要五个人在观察你。
But I'm still going to give you a second chance.
但我还是给你第二次机会。
What's going to happen next?
你想以后会什么事情发生呢？
What is that man going to do?
你想这个人会怎么样做呢？
Put yourself in the situation and tell me what would happen next.
你把你自己放在他的情况，你告诉我你会怎么做。
If I were the guy,
假如我是这个人的话,
I wouldn't be in front of the desk.
我就不会在这个人的这个桌子前面。
I would jump over the desk,
我会,
hug him and kiss him.
我会跳过去, 我抱着他, 亲他。
I would be screaming and crying at the same time.
我要一面, 我要一面哭, 一面大叫。
Because this is such an incredible act that I wouldn't even believe it. Are you sure? Are the people, the cops out the door?
他简直不可置信，他说你真的样子吗？警察不是在外面等我吗？
Are you kidding me?
你是不是在开我玩笑啊？
Is there a camera somewhere?
有没有个照相机啊，录影啊？
Right after that, I will be calling my wife.
那这以后我立刻要告诉跟我太太打电话。
I will tell her what happened.
我要告诉什么事情发生了。
And I will be throwing a party.
我要开一个大的派对。
I will call all my friends and say, celebrate with me.
我要把所有的朋友请过来说，我们要庆祝这个事情。
Between verse 27 and verse 28, this is what happened.
在第27、28节当中，这个事情。
The servant's master took pity on him and canceled the debt and let him go.
所以这个主人就免了债，让他走了，释放他了。
When that servant went out, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 denarii.
但他出来以后，他看见了一个同伴欠他了10两银子。
No gratitude.
一点怜悯的心都没有。
No crying.
一点感激的心都没
有。Nothing. No expression of anything that said, "I am blown away by your generosity and by your goodness."
对于这个主人的这个慷慨的赦免的心，他一点都没有感激。
This man.Never,
这个人
received the forgiveness.
从来没有接受那个主人的饶恕。
First of all, he asked for justice.
第一，他刚开始他要求公义、公正、公道。
Be patient with me, and I will pay back what everything.
他说，请你忍耐一下，我要以后把所有的债都还给。
It's impossible.
这不可能的事儿嘛。
And he says he's going to pay it back.
他要还清。
And then when he was forgiven of the debt, he didn't even receive it.
但是他是主人饶恕他，他好像没有接受这个饶恕一样。
He just left.
他就是
not even a thank you.
他也没有连个谢谢都没有讲，他就走掉了。
The number one subject in Christianity is forgiveness.
在基督教的信仰生活当中，头一件事情是要有饶恕。
When we talk about the crucifixion, we're not just talking about pain and sorrow. We're talking about forgiveness.
当我们讲到耶稣钉十字架时，并不是流血或者疼痛， 那是饶恕。
Forgiveness is the number one subject in Scripture.
所以在基督教里面，饶恕是头一件事情。
So of course, God is going to make it stick.
是神是绝对是这个饶恕成立的，完全成立的。
So if we take His forgiveness and we stand up and stomp on it, of course He's going to be upset.
假如我们把他给我们的饶恕踩在脚下面，当然他会非常不舒服。
I want to play some math with you.
我要跟你玩一个数学的游戏。
If He was forgiven a debt of $1 billion, doesn't that mean that He just gained it?
假若你债主免了你$1兆的债，是不是就等于他给你这$1兆的钱？
It is as though the king handed him $1 billion.
就好像这个王就把这个债钱再还给那个。
And said, "Where's my $1 billion?"
我的$1兆的钱在哪里？
Now the servant can say, "Oh, here it is," and gives it back to him.
那他就可以把这$1兆钱再给那王给我了。
Paid in full, canceled.
完全付清。
If he just gained $1 billion, what is 100 denarii?
假如他是还这个主人$1兆的话，$100 有什么意是什么事？
If you were forgiven $1 million, what is $10,000?
假如你被人家免了你$100,000的债了，$100有什么呢？
Well, let's make a better comparison. If you were forgiven $1 million, what is $1?
假如你人家才免了你$100,000的债，一块钱算什么？
He should have been chomping at the bit to go outside and find everybody that owed him 100 denarii and say, "Forgiven, forgiven, 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 forgiven."
他应该到外面去找所有的欠他钱的人，说你怎么债免？让你的债免了，你怎么债免了？
Not only that, he would be doing it with a smile on his face.
不但如此，他已经面带着笑容，喜乐的这样做。
How much do you owe me?
你欠我多少钱？
100 denarii, sir.
100块钱。
No, you don't.
没有。
You owe me nothing.
你不欠我任何钱。
Forget it.
就忘记他。
Are you kidding?
你是不是在开玩笑？
Is there a camera around here?
这边是不是有一个照相机啊？
You playing a joke with me?
你是在逗我？
Seriously?
真的是这样的吗？
You canceling my debt?
你免我的债？
People should be surprised at us that we forgive.
但我们饶恕人的话，他们应该很惊奇我们这样做。
Just as we were surprised at God for forgiving us.
就好像我当神赦免我们的时候。
If people are not surprised at our ability to lovingly, graciously forgive, there's something wrong with us.
假如我们不能像神一样很慷慨的、很乐意的免人的债的话，我们有些问题了。
What if God called you back and said, "Okay, let's play it your way"?
假如神说 "Okay, 我们玩你的游戏。
You give me back what you owe me.
你把你欠的债给我。
Then what are you going to do?
那你怎么办？
There will be shame.
我们需要非常惭愧。
There will be regret.
我们需要有后悔。
And this is how Jesus concludes. He doesn't stop.
耶稣并没有停在这里。
He goes, "This is the way that God is going to treat you if you don't forgive your brother from your heart."
他说，假如你不饶恕人的话，神也这样子对待你。
He says, "You got to show $1 billion worth of heart."
你需要彰显出$1兆那种价值的心。
This is such an amazing point that we have to understand. What? This is such an amazing point we have to understand. What?
是我们需要心里面非常惊奇。我说，怎么回事？
I have a complaint.
我有个抱怨。
Because the king never commanded the servant to forgive, did he? The king never told the servant to forgive.
哦，这个王没有叫他叫这个仆人去饶恕别人。
He didn't say, "Oh, now go forgive other people as I forgave you."
他没有说出去，那说你别人欠你的钱，你也免他们债。
Not a word.
他没有这样讲。
Yet when he brought him, he said, "Shouldn't you have forgiven other people as I have forgiven you?"
所以他把这个人叫出来，说你是不是应该让免人债，像我免你的债一样。
He says, "My example was good enough."
他说我的榜样就够好了。
I didn't even have to tell you.
我不需要明明的告诉你。
And people, we have to be told to forgive. That's wrong.
我们需要人家告诉我们才能饶恕吗？这是错，完全是错的。
In Scripture it says, "Forgive, just as in Christ God forgave you."
说圣经里面讲说，你饶恕人，就像基督在饶恕你一样。
Colossians,
哥罗西书。
And Jesus says the same. Paul says the same. We're supposed to forgive others as God has forgiven us.
说耶稣这样说，保罗使徒保罗这样说，我们应该饶恕人。
Right now, there's a command.
是现在这有一个命令。
But this guy never had a command.
但这个人从来没有收到这个命令。
But the king expected him to live like that.
但是这个王说他应该有这种行为。
Just based on the example alone.
靠这个王的榜样就够了。
When I got married, I dropped my wife off at work because we only had one car.
当我们结婚以后，我们就一个车，所以我就带我的太太让她来上班。
She was going to get off at 5:30.
那本来要五点半下班的。
I was in the office with a student praying.
我在办公室跟一个学生在祷告。
This was after about 45 minutes of counseling.
所以说四十五分钟辅导了以后。
Right in the middle of the prayer.The phone rings.
我在祷告当中，忽然那电话响了。
And I look, and it's my wife.
我一看，是我太太。
She gets off at 5:30.
是在五点半才下班。
It's 5:30.
现在是五点半了。
Takes me 45 minutes to get to her work.
我需要开车，我需要花四五分钟到她那里去。
I was already 45 minutes late.
所以我就迟到了四十五分钟。
According to my calculations.
根据我的计算。
So I quickly finish praying.And I take off.
说赶快，我祷告完了，我就走了。
When I get to her work, I was about 50 minutes late.
所以我到了以后，
rush hour traffic.
我是五十分钟迟到了五十分钟。
Can you imagine her face?
你看看，想象她的面孔吗？
Everybody can imagine her face. I pull up to her and I look at her face and I go, uh-oh.
我看到面孔，说，哦哦。
I'm in trouble.
我说我有问题了。
I got out and I said, I was counseling somebody. I'm so sorry. Would you forgive me?
我就开了门，我就告诉我刚才在给一个学生辅导，你能不能原谅我？
She said, yes, but.
她说我能原谅，但是。
I said, hey, wait a minute.
等一下。
I was counseling somebody. It got late. I forgot. I'm late. Would you forgive me?
我在辅导那个人，我忘记时间了，我来了，晚来了，你能不能原谅我呢
？And she says yes, but.
她说我能，但是。
I said hold it right there.
那是停一下。
There is no but in forgiveness.
在原谅饶恕人当中没有但是这个字。
You can't say but.
你不能说但是。
There are no strings attached to forgiveness.
没有什么东西可以怎么讲？
So I said, "Would you forgive me?"
我就说，你能不能原谅我
？And she said, "Yes."
她说，我原谅你。
And I said, "Okay."
她说好。
And I put her in the car, and I said, "Okay, we can talk now."
让她进车时
，We still have to talk.
我们现在可以讲话了。
But there are not supposed to be any buts in forgiveness.
所以在饶恕当中不应该有但是这个字眼出现。
But God says there's a but.
但是神说，但是。
He says if you don't forgive others, I don't forgive you.
但是你不饶恕人的话，我也不会饶恕你。
I think the tense is backwards.
所以这两个人颠倒过来了。
It shouldn't be past tense.
不应该是过去式。
It should be forward tense.
应该是未来式。
So it should say, later on, if you don't forgive, I'm going to take this forgiveness back.
应该这样讲, 假如以后你不饶恕人的话, 我要把我饶恕你的拿回来。
You're going to demonstrate to other people that I have forgiven you by forgiving them.
你要在人面前饶恕别人, 就来彰显你我的这个榜样。
But in the future, if you don't forgive other people, that means you're telling me that you never received my forgiveness.
假如以后你不愿意饶恕人的话, 那意思就是本来你原来就没有接受我的饶恕。
I'm going to take it back.
我要把它拿回来。
The word canceled is a strange term.
取消或废掉, 这是一个很奇怪的名词。
It's a legal term.
是一个法律上的一个字句。
So if you cancel something, you have to put a stamp on and go, canceled.
假如你取消一个人的话, 你有一个这个印说取消了。
Just like the stamp that says paid in full.
就好像完全付完一样。
So I'm sure that when the king canceled his debt, he went like this and handed him the papers.
所以假如这个王赦免饶恕这个人的话, 他会给他一张纸上面写已经完全付光付完。
What happened to the paper?
那张纸跑哪里去了?
The man must have taken the paper, stuck it in his pocket.
就那个人,那个仆人可能就放在口袋里。
He goes outside and he throws it away. Doesn't matter.
出去以后都撕掉了,扔掉了。
Because when the king brought him back in, he said, I canceled all that debt of yours. And he goes, yeah.
所以王把他叫回来的时候,他说,我已经免了你的债了。他说,是啊。
No, but I'm going to raise that debt back.
我要拿回那张纸。 你现在欠我。
But he said, but you canceled my debt.
他说,你已经免我的债了。
Where's the paper?
那张纸在哪里啊?
Well, I had it here somewhere.
我好像在我现在哪里啊?
I threw it away.
我扔掉了。
But you told me it was forgiven. You stamped it and you gave me the paper, so I'm forgiven, right?
但是你已经盖印那张纸,你已经饶恕了,不是吗?
But you threw the paper away.
你把那张纸扔掉了。
We're throwing the paper away if we don't forgive. And then God is going to bring all the stuff, everything that we've ever done, and raise it up again and say, you pay for this now.
所以假如我们不饶恕人的话,神要把所有我们的罪,我们的债再拿回来说,你偿还我。
Don't let God resurrect your debt.
不要让神再把你的免的债再拉出来。
Forgive joyfully.
因带着喜乐的心饶恕人。
Forgive gratefully.
带着感恩的心饶恕人。
And follow the example of your father.
跟我遵从天父的榜样。
Let's pray together. Let's pray together. Our Heavenly Father, thank you so much for pressing the truth into our hearts. What an amazing story to tell us the truth about forgiveness. May we never take your generosity and throw it back in your face. And may we demonstrate to other people how much impact you had on our lives by forgiving us. That they may see our good works and glorify you. We are so grateful for your forgiveness. And all of our lifetime is not enough to demonstrate how marvelous that was. Let it mark us for the rest of our lives. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
这样做, 我们本主耶稣基督的圣名祷告。 Amen.